makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Bayanihan Happy Spirit House. Nandito ngayon sa Blacktown Arts Center. Pang ilang destination na ito, pwede bang balikan natin yung simula?
Sige, nagsimula kasi itong Bayanihan Happy Spirit House as part of Bankstown Live. Part ito ng Sydney Festival ng 2015, January. So yun yung first staging nito na kung saan binuhat natin itong bahay. No? 3x4 meter na bahay, house structure, frame-like. Binuhat to for 80 meters. So after the festival, 4-day festival kasi yun, a few months later sa September, we put this sa Sculpture by the Sea where it was exhibited for 2 weeks. And then nagkaroon din ng parang totoong bayanihan doon kasi we were hosted by a group of our Filipino community in the eastern suburbs. So from the western suburbs, it went hopped on dito sa eastern suburbs, and then as part of the Bayanihan Philippine Art Project, dinala ito for the third hop sa Auburn, sa Peacock Gallery in Auburn, where we also work with the local Filipino community there. Pero yung presentation niya doon, medyo deconstructed form, so binaklas yung bahay. Tapos binaliktad natin to look into the home, parang representational ng home country. So we're looking at the Filipino home, both in Western Sydney and at the home country. And then of course, for the closing of the project, we are now doing the Balikbayan exhibition. So this will be the fourth hop, fourth iteration. And nag-accumulate na yung mga objects during its two-year journey. So para rin siyang, kasi yung structure nito parang bahay siya na either nasalanta, kaya frame-like, o kaya it's in the process of being rebuilt. So ito ngayon, binirebuild na natin, nilalagyan na ng kulay, in preparation for the closing sa November, where we hope to bring this to Manila and donate the house to the Museo Pambata.
Yung materials na simula mo sa Bankstown, yes. Palas na materials ba yung ginamit?
It's the same material, it's the same house, it's the same project, it's the same components. Yung iba nag-deteriorate, so we have to replace parts of the bamboo. Pero like half of the bamboo were actually sourced, hunted and gathered ang tawag ko dyan. Nahanap namin yan sa iba-ibang, halimbawa dito sa Merosel, sa may art school doon, merong isang clump ng bamboo na may mga putol na nakabagsak na mga kawayan. So kinolekta namin yon. Tapos meron din dito sa Bankstown, yung isang maliit na park dyan na meron ding bamboo clump. No? So yung mga, doon kami nag-collecta. And yung iba, Bunnings material. So samut-sari, halo-halo, which reflects, I think, what Filipino culture. Ano tayo?
Pero hindi naman nagpapatuloy yung exhibition. So pagkatapos ng Bankstown, lumipat ka sa Tamarama.
Yes.
Yung materials, saan na itago yan? O...
Kasi the house was commissioned by Urban Theater Projects. So sila ang custodian nito. So itinago ito for those months sa isang Kennard dito sa Auburn. Pero mas maganda, sabi ni Rosie Dennis, yung artistic director, na ano siya, imbes na naka-imbak lang, maganda naka-ano siya, assembled in public. So the idea of gifting this, kasi we're also celebrating itong Bayanihan Philippine Art Project. We're celebrating 70th year of diplomatic ties between Australia and the Philippines. So ang gandang gesture na parang ireregalo ng Australia itong project sa Pilipinas.
So this will be housed, or this will be exhibited here sa Blacktown until November 2.
So
sabi mo dadalhin sa Pilipinas, pero diretso na o hindi na pupunta sa iba't ibang state dito sa Australia?
Kung ma-firm up yung conversation with Museo Pambata, gagawin na yung closing event nito parang i-ritualize. Kasi November 2 is also All Souls Day. So and this is a Hopping Spirit House. So parang yung idea ng memory of the people who have contributed a lot between, you know, sa ating community dito sa Australia. We would like to commemorate them. Yung mga artists like si I remember nung Tamarama exhibition, nung Sculpture by the Sea, we made a small shrine for Ed Aragon, who passed away that year. So maglalagay din ako dito. This is an ongoing project. Maglalagay ako ng maliliit na mga shrines of people from our community and also Australians who have kind of engaged in you know, projects involving the Philippines and Australia. And then sa closing, i-ritualize yung pag-collapse nito. And then at saka pag-pack niya. And then may diretso load. Yun na yung ideal na plano namin. Load this to a container and then ship it to the Philippines. Mm.
Dumami na nga nung dumami. Nung I remember, Alwin, nung una ko nakita sa Bankstown, konti lang yung almost bare, no?
Yes.
Tapos ngayon marami na
ngayon, mga... Ngayon, makikita mo may mga bagong chimes.
I-describe mo ito ngayon, yung bagong fourth installment.
So nandito pa rin yung mga lumang cans na ginamit natin. Kasi yung mga chimes natin is improvised materials yan. So
yung mga chimes,
lata ng you know, canned goods, no? Pero for example, itong mga bagong cans na to, ginamit ito during last year as workshop para sa launch ng Philippine Bayanihan Philippine Art Project.
So nandoon pa rin yung concept na nagwo-workshop ka, no?
Yes.
So involvement ng ibang people's participation, no?
Yung participation na yon, isang level yon, isang form ng bayanihan din when you work with communities. And then yung individual chimes na ginagawa nila represents them and taking part in the house. And the house is... us,
dito
our
sa
community.
Blacktown, sino mga kasama mo tumulong sa'yo na
yung mga elements nitong bagong chimes were made last year, pero these were done by art students from Plumpton Senior High School. Okay. Pero dito at the moment, kasi ang exhibition, we assembled it at ang Balikbayan exhibition will run till November. Itong space na to magiging venue to for ongoing workshops. So we're still inviting people to engage. Kaya yung sa September 16, yung Future Bayan, which will be organized by Sipatlawen and SAM, magko-collaborate kami on the ongoing parang workshop with the community. You know, a conversation about culture, about memory, about the Philippines, you know, and then what it means to be Filipino in Australia. You know, anong ibig sabihin din ng ating identity? How do we define? How do we shape our identity? You know. So, yun yung hopefully maging ano, ma-invite natin lahat, especially sa Blacktown dahil I think kaya napili dito dahil nandito yung concentration, highest concentration of the diaspora community of the Philippines, you know. And we'd like, this is our show. And this is the first time I think that a major institution is showing art from the country, you know. Yung participation din ng mga artists dito, both local Filipino Australians, and we have artists also coming from the Philippines.
So aside from chimes, ano pang makita, may karabaw ka?
Meron tayong mga plastic jeepneys that I bought in Baclaran. Merong mga objects from halo-halong mga objects na yun. May video component, merong mga turbines made from plastic bottles na ni-recycle. So, yung work itself parang improvisational. Nagpo-focus siya doon sa character din ng ating siguro sa culture natin. No? Yung pag nasasalanta tayo ng bagyo, kailangan nagiging resourceful ka at makikipagbalikatan.
Ngayon, Alwin, kukunan kita ng video. I-tour mo ako doon. Ito muna tatapusin ating panayam and we'll go to the video interview.
sbs.com.au/Filipino